Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Ata, the host of this program. This series of the program, The Teacher, is about the lives and the works of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries, scholars, philosophers, jurisprudents, faqis, and ulama all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Today we want to talk about one of the most outstanding fuqaha, the Shiite fuqaha of the 13th century Hijra. He's no one but Murtaza Ansari Desfuli, mainly known as Sheikh Murtaza Ansari or Sheikh Ansari, Sheikh Al-Ansari. Different titles and different attributes were given to him, but the most outstanding one was Khatam al-Fuqaha wal-Mujtahideen, and he is regarded as one of the most outstanding fuqaha who brought some innovations into the field of usul and usul al-fiqh and fiqh in general, by writing the books Rasa'il and Makasib, which are really among the most outstanding books that are taught in the Islamic houses all across the world of Islam. Of course, the Shiite world, whether Mashhad, whether Najaf, whether the holy city of Qom, Isfahan, and other places. And we want to talk about these books and the methodology of Sheikh Ansari in writing such books. Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you. Give us a short biography of Sheikh Murtaza Al-Ansari, because it's really interesting for some of dear listeners to be more familiar with his early life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Murtaza Ansari, being born in 1214, according to lunar calendar, the beginning of the 13th century, in the north city in the province of Khuzestan, which is called Desful. He was born to a religious family, as this is said that no doubted it that he is from the descendant of Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. Yeah. And when we look at the family he is born to and his lifestyle, we can confirm this. In all aspects of his life, we can see the love upon Ahlul Bayt. We can see his action and worshipping action. It was all corresponding with the pure Islam.
They say that the mother of Sheikh Ansari dreamt Imam al-Sada giving a golden Quran to him.
Yeah.
And most of the mu'abbirin, I mean the interpreters of the dream, said that this is a good news for you, that a son, a righteous son, will be given to you. And the role of the mother here is really important, nurturing Sheikh Al-Ansari, breastfeeding the child when in wudu,
She was trying to always breastfeed him when she was at the state of
wudu,
tahara, that's right. So when we look at his lifestyle, we see that when he reached 18, he reached the highest level of the knowledge under his father and also his cousin. Till the moment his father takes him to Karbala, and on their trip to Karbala, they meet Allama Mujahid, who is the son of Sayyid Ali Aghai Tabatabai, the author of Riyazul Ulama, and they will meet each other over there, and Sayyid Mujahid will ask him one question. Will ask Sheikh Ansari one fiqhi question. The way Sheikh Ansari approaches him in analyzing his question, quoting from different books of the fiqh, Sayyid Mujahid will request the father of Sheikh Ansari, if possible, leave your child with us for some years.
Yes.
I know that he will have the brilliant future. And this is very important to know that Sheikh Ansari was not the man of staying anywhere for a couple years. because of his knowledge, his talent, his skill, through some years or less than a year, he would understand that, okay, I benefited from this teacher okay. to the maximum level that it was possible for yes. me to benefit from. Yes. So we see that in his long trip to Mashhad, when he made his trip to Mashhad, overall it took 6 years. He wanted to meet different ulamas from yes. this fool. Actually, in the...
To Mashhad, to Kashan, to yes, Najaf.
All those cities, he met all of the ulama, yes. among which only he stayed with Mullah Ahmad al-Naraqi yes. for a couple years. Couple this of years, is right. narrated differently. Okay. Some are saying that 1 year or 2 years, because he is saying that I was actually participating in the dars or in the lesson of the yes. teacher, but I would feel that, okay, I know everything that the teacher is saying, that I don't know if...
Sheikh Ziyaniyad, he becomes the marja a'lam, or we can say the most outstanding marja after Sahib Jawahir or Muhammad Hassan Najafi. And it is believed that in a session with the presence of so many outstanding maraja and scholars at the city of Najaf, he is introduced by Sheikh al-Najafi as Haza marja kum min ba'di, that after me, this is your marja, or the most outstanding religious authority. Let's talk a little bit about this, we can say, dimension of the life of Sheikh al-Ansari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Marja'iyat is a position that it is not given to everyone. Mm-hmm. Maybe many people, they try and they do their best to achieve this position, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived them to achieve it. And maybe some people would run away from this position, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it on their shoulders. The same case is about Sheikh al-Ansari rahmatullah alayhi. When that gathering was held in the house of late marhum Muhammad Hassan al-Najafi, the author of Jawahir al-Kalam, maybe some scholars or some teachers were sitting in that room, and they were wishing to be presented as the marja' of Shia of that time. But Sheikh al-Ansari was not even present at the meeting. And it is quoted that Sheikh Najafi sent someone after him and called him to come. And when he was there, Sheikh Najafi announced him as the next marja' for the Shia population that at that time was more than 40 million people.
And this was not based on personal decision or family relations or something like that. It was absolutely based on the level of the knowledge of the Sheikh.
Because okay. Sheikh Najafi was born in Najaf, and Sheikh al-Ansari was born in this school, and they yes. were not related to okay. each other at yes. all. And Sheikh al-Ansari was not a student of Marhum Najafi, because he participated in the yes. courses of Marhum Najafi for some months, even not a year. So he was not a famous student of him even. So we should notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising that when you are doing your best to assist his way, I mean the Almighty's way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that he is protecting you. Another important point regarding this is that even after this announcement, Sheikh al-Ansari was trying to run away from marja'iyah and to yes. be the source of giving fatwa to people. Even at that time, he said that, okay, Sheikh Najafi has announced me and declared me as the marja', but I had a friend. When we were participating in the courses, there was a friend of mine that he was more talented than me.
Sayyidul Ulama Mazandarani, yeah. that's right. Who was on that time living in the northern part of Iran.
In Babul.
In Babul, in northern part of Iran, that's yeah. right.
So Sheikh al-Ansari sent a letter after him and invited him to take the position of marja'iyat, and said that you were more talented than me. Mm-hmm. Now it's your position here. And Sayyidul Ulama responded that, yes, at that time I was more talented, but now I have been away from the, teaching
and the courses
of jurisprudence okay. for some years. Now, for sure, you are more talented than me and you deserve this position. Okay. So these are important points regarding his behavior about marja'iyah. But another dimension of his life is the zuhd, being neglectful toward worldly matters.
Yes.
In his life, this is very important.
Yes.
Because when he was marja', he had access to many properties, because from all over the world they were sending toward him khums, and this was a notable amount of money. But at the end of his life, he had nothing unless 17 dinars. that this amount was exactly equal to the amount that he was in debt. And when they paid his debts, he had nothing. In a way that his descendants, they didn't have money to held the
burial procession.
Burial procession for him and to invite people. And one of the famous merchants of Najaf took the burden of this, you know, meetings and, you know, invitations.
That's all right.
So this is very important. Yes. Being marja, and beside that, be neglectful toward worldly matters, as we see it in many lives of these scholars. And yes, when we want to talk about the other dimensions of his life, we should mention the dimension of knowledge.
Yes.
This is the most important part of his life in the eyes of ordinary people.
That's
because people do not know Sheikh al-Ansari as a man of, you know, asceticism, or does not know him as a man of traveling or as a man of narration, but know him as a man of jurisprudence. That's inshallah, we'll talk about it.
I think he was a polymath. We can say an allama, a person who has covered different fields of study in the best way possible. Because when you get to the line of the Urafa, they believe in Sheikh al-Ansari as a complete arif, a mystic, we can say spiritual trainer and the teacher who, through asceticism and self-training and muraqabah and muhasabah, could reach really high levels. There are, of course, different stories and documents and karamat, you know, referring to the lifestyle of Sheikh Murtaza al-Ansari. And when you get to the jurisprudential aspect, you can find the author of Rasail and Makasib still are used nowadays in the houses. Sheikh Mahtabi, let's get to the scholar life of Sheikh al-Ansari. They say that he had some innovations regarding fiqh and usul al-fiqh, and it is shown in the books Rasail and Makasib. What details can you give us about this aspect of the life of Sheikh al-Ansari?
So regarding his scholarly life, and specifically Fara'id al-Usul, which is one of the outstanding work which is well known in seminary Hawza, and nowadays they are taking this lesson as a pre-advanced classes to get prepared for participation for the advanced classes. So through this class, they will learn the way they can criticize the ideas of usul al-fiqh. One thing that we have to consider is that through Fara'id al-Usul, that is also well known as Rasa'il. And why this name Rasa'il is given? Because he's talking about five Rasala in his book.
And Rasala means short treatise.
Yes. But it is not as short as we may consider.
Really?
Yeah. Because in these Fara'id al-Usul, we see in a huge body, he has covered only half of the typical usul al-fiqh. So legal theory in Islamic jurisprudence is composing of two parts. One is Mabahis al-Lafziyya or Mabahis al-Alfaz, and the other is Usul al-Amaliyya. So in Fara'id al-Usul, he has organized Usul al-Amaliyya, the way the faqih has to approach Usul al-Amaliyya, starting from the state of certainty or qat'. So whenever we are approaching one topic in the fiqh or in the usul, either we have certainty, meaning that we are certain about its ruling, or we don't. So if we do not, then we have different actually classification there, that Sheikh will cover all those classifications there. So from his innovation, if you wanted to name and count his innovation in Fara'id al-Usul, for sure are gonna be very professional issues that maybe it's out of the reach of most of the audience and our listeners.
For technical terms and technical discussions. That's right.
But just I want to pick one point. For example, this is one of the fiqhi issues that maybe most of the listeners are familiar with. That is the topic of istishab. This topic of istishab, before Sheikh Ansari, maximum it would specify something around less than 50 pages. If you go through all textbook we have before Sheikh Ansari, almost 1,200 years. Why? Because Sheikh Ansari has been born in 1214. So if you consider all of the usuli books before Sheikh Ansari, the amount of their discussion regarding the istishab will not exceed 50 pages. But when it reached to Sheikh Ansari, we see it will exceed 400 pages.
Oh.
This is only regarding istishab. Okay. So you will see his creativity.
And all of them, his own argumentations, isn't it?
Yes, and okay. The way it is applied upon the fiqh. It is not only mere creativity to create something and then put it in the book and then you will leave it on your shelf. So we see nowadays all of the mujtahideen are using and applying the fruits of his creativity in usul fiqh.
That's right. Okay. Okay, so what about Maqasib, Shaykh?
Rasa'il was the book that Shaykh al-Ansari, in that book, is talking about Usul al-Amaliyah. He has also a book, Matarih al-Anzar, in which he discusses about Mabahis al-Alfaz, another discussion in Ilm al-Usul. And then we come to Kitab al-Maqasib al-Muharramah, that is the book, a fiqhi book, regarding the Mu'amalat. I mean, this is not also a whole completion of the fiqh, but it's talking only about transactions.
Yes.
Of course, transactions in fiqh has different meaning than the meaning in
the business world.
But I do not want to go through that meaning. But just to mention some points about al-Maqasib al-Muharramah is that after about 200 years of the demise of late Sheikh al-Ansari, this book is still standing at the peak level of fiqh. And when the students of the advanced students of fiqh want to get familiar with the manner of ijtihad, they are invited to study the book Al-Maqasib al-Muharramah,
yes,
in which Shaykh al-Ansari tries to give different ideas. Of course, many times he does not mention the name of the owner of the idea because he wants to talk briefly. So he gives the idea, he defends the idea in a way that you believe that, okay, Sheikh al-Ansari believes in this idea absolutely and completely.
Yes.
And after some lines, he criticizes this idea.
Okay.
You say, okay, this idea is not correct. Mm-hmm. Again, after that, he defends. Again, you say, okay, the criticism is void, and now he again believes. Again, he gives criticism. And in this way, sometimes you may find 10 pages, 20 pages, 30 pages discussing about a single issue to come to the final decision.
That's right.
This is very important regarding the book of Al-Maqasib al-Muharramah. And that's why this book is a notable and a masterpiece of fiqh.
Is this Maqasib book because it is, if we want to roughly translate the title, it would be as transactions or something, the rulings of transactions. Is it at all useful for the public, for example, market people?
You mean to refer to?
To refer to.
They may refer, but understanding the stuff of this book is really hard because you cannot find the final idea easily.
Uh-huh.
You have to be familiar with technical terms of ilm al-usul, the technical terms of ilm al-rijal, the technical terms of ilm al-hadith to get the exact point of this book. So if you are not knowing the, for example, the meaning of hadith al-da'if, hadith al-mursal, you don't know the meaning of, for example, istishab, you don't know the meaning of ijma', you don't know the meaning of shuhra, what is the difference between these two? So then this book is not giving you, fruitful ideas.
But for sure the maraji in writing the sections on answering the religious questions of transactions and business has benefited very much from this book, okay?
For sure,
So when ordinary person like a Muslim or a Shia Muslim refers to a Rasale Amaliya, for sure he is finding the simplified version of Rasale Maqasib, I mean in the business form.
Plus your point, we should mention that trading law in Iran, many of the articles of this law are abstracted from the ideas of Sheikh al-Ansari in Al-Maqasib al-Muharramah.
That's right.
So, ordinary people are getting benefited from this book indirectly.
Yes.
But directly, it's really hard for them to get benefit from this book.
Thank you much, Sheikh Madavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya for your elaboration on the life account of Sheikh Murtaza Ansari Desbuli, mainly known as Sheikh al-Ansari, the author of Al-Rasail and Makasab. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes, refer to our website, parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Mu'allim.